talk about a healing food. Now, I'm a naturopathic doctor, and I approach medicine from a Christian, natural medicine from a Christian perspective. I want to welcome you again, and thank you for listening here on the Big 810 AM. Be sure to join us right here every Sunday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. right here on the Big 810 AM for Blue Zone Wellness. Now, Dr. Morgan has told me he's here. He's usually here with me. He'll be calling in again today. He wanted to get in, but he couldn't make it in, so he'll be calling in shortly. I just finished speaking with him, and I just returned in town today. Wasn't from New York. I wasn't sure I was going to be able to make it back, but I was able to get here, and so we're going to have an interesting show for you today. First, we'll look at three of articles that came out this week in our first session. And in our first session, which is the Natural News Week in Review, we look at articles and we talk about and analyze and discuss some of the new articles that have come out, primarily in the natural medicine or natural health field, but sometimes we look at some other articles that have come out with new research and things that we found out about. We're going to look at one that talked about how a new discovery may actually safeguard your brain from dementia. Also, there's a popular or a well-to-do pharmacist by the name of Stuart Lindsay, who actually has come to the conclusion that sometimes vitamins are actually more effective for treating type 2 diabetes than pharmaceuticals. This is something we've talked about here before. That's not a surprise to those who are in the natural health field, especially naturopathic doctors or homeopaths, et cetera, or even those allopathic doctors that practice integrative medicine where they combine both allopathic medicine together with natural medicine in some regard. Another article, if we have an opportunity to get to it, is the brain-body connection. This is something that we talk a lot about in natural medicine and natural health and alternative medicine, is that there's a very close connection between your brain and your body, or between your mind and your body. A very, very close connection. And we may have an opportunity to get to that article. Very interesting. Our healing food for today will be cherries. Cherries. If you like eating cherries, you would definitely like to hear, discover some of the amazing benefits that you can obtain from eating cherries. And our healing herbs segment also going to be very, very interesting. We're going to look at about 10 different herbs. We're not going to spend any great amount of time on either one. This is kind of like an overview, but we're going to look at a few of them and look at some of the vitamins and enzymes and nutrients that herbs contain. Because many people say, well, you know, what makes herbs work? Why are they efficacious? Or is this quackery? I've heard that they don't really work, that it's all a great scam. The fact of the matter is that there's quite a bit of science behind many of the herbs that we have out there that our Creator has given us. And so we'll look briefly at, again, we've talked about alfalfa, but we'll go through it briefly in this overview again. We'll look briefly at aloe. We'll look briefly at the herb called ashwagandha. We'll look briefly at black cohosh. That's an herb that's a friend of many women. We'll look at boswellia. Herb is very, very beneficial for pain. We'll look at burdock root, a very efficacious blood cleanser. And we'll look briefly once again at cayenne. We'll look at actually some of the vitamins and minerals that are actually contained in cayenne pepper. And we're also finally in this overview, and maybe we'll continue this overview in the next few weeks, going over some more of these herbs. But we also briefly look at the herb called chaparral, very used typically by natural health practitioners, especially outside of this country, in treating cancer. And the reason I say outside of this country, because as we said before, it's basically illegal to treat cancer in this country with anything outside of surgery, radiation, or chemotherapy. And I'm a firm believer that we are free citizens, and that we should be able to choose what we wish to choose. If we choose alternative medicine, then we should have that right. If we choose natural medicine, we should have that right. And even if we have insurance, if we're paying the premiums on insurance, we should be able to have that insurance cover whatever mode of treatment that we choose. Now, but let's go ahead and get started with this first segment dealing with a new discovery which may safeguard your brain from dementia. Now, this was taken from Mercola.com, Dr. Mercola, interesting article. And in this article, he talks about how there's new research that suggests that fasting triggers a variety of health-promoting hormonal as well as metabolic changes. And it's interesting, he talks about in the article how fasting quantified as consuming somewhere, in his estimation, receiving between 500 and 800 calories in a day. Now, most people, when they think of fasting, they think of fasting in a religious context or fasting having a religious application. In reality, not only is fasting good for those who, for religious context, for spiritual context, but it's also very, very beneficial for those who are actually have health issues. Those of us in the natural health community, for example, if someone has a cold or a flu, one of the very first things that you should do is to stop eating. And yes, you can go on maybe some lots of liquids, which would be recommended. But one of the best things to do is to go on a fast or a modified fast. Fasting does not always mean to typically stop all food. But when someone has a cold or a flu, I always recommend them fast completely from all food, at least for a short period of time, to help. What's happening then in a cold, for instance, is the body is attempting to cast off the toxic waste. And if the body is attempting to cast off the toxic waste, you don't want to be adding more burden on the body to kind of weigh it down. You want to give the body all of the strength that it needs to kick off the toxicity of the body. Now, in this article, Dr. Mercola goes on to point out that fasting has been shown to reduce growth factor, which is a hormone that's linked both to cancer and diabetes. It's been shown to help bad LDL cholesterol, cholesterol overall, as well as inflammation levels. Now, inflammation, we've talked about this before. Inflammation levels in the body are basically what they call markers for some disease. If you have chronic inflammation in your body, you will definitely, in some case, if it's not reversed, be diagnosed with either cancer or diabetes or some other chronic disease or ailment. Now, Dr. Mercola in his article says, overall, it also helps lessen damage from, talking about fasting here, from free radicals, which are dangerous molecules that cause damage in your body. In fact, in his article, he was citing an article from the Daily Mail, and he cites this article, and he says, quote, suddenly dropping your food intake dramatically triggers protective processes in the brain similar to the beneficial effect you get from exercise. So here they're saying that by fasting, you get a benefit. Your brain gets a similar benefit you would get if you went outside and exercised. He goes on to say this could help protect the brain against degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. Now, in the article, he points out further that while it's long been known that restricting calories in certain animals can increase their lifespan by as much as 50%, more recent research suggests that sudden and intermittent calorie restriction appears to provide the same health benefits as constant calorie restriction. So basically, what he's saying here in plain language, there are some people who may restrict their calories every day. They may say, I'm only going to eat. I'm going to go on a modified diet or modified fast, and I'm going to restrict my calories to say they were eating 2,000 calories per day. They're going to cut it back to 1,000 calories a day, which would be very significant. And if they were to do that and kept it at that rate, this study showed that if you take another person who would actually say fast, eat one day and maybe fast the next day or fast maybe a couple of times a week, they can actually get the same benefit as those who are actually fasting or had made a change overall. But the article went on to point out a very interesting caveat. At this time, I think we have James is telling me that Dr. Morgan is calling in. Is that right, James?
That's correct.
All right, and I'm going to assume that this is the real Dr. Morgan.
Yeah, this is the real Dr. Morgan, not the fake one. Hi, Dr. Henry. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing, Dr. Morgan?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Wonderful day out here.
Right, right. And how are things going over at Tropical Refresh?
Oh, things are going good. People have been coming and going. As a matter of fact, I had Pancho here last week. And he had a, oh yes. He came in and he tasted the food. I know. He almost swear to be a vegetarian. Oh, thanks, James. So, yeah, the people are really enjoying the food. It's really making a difference.
Right. And in the I know I spoken with Pancho, who he's the host of the radio show on Big 810 Tropical Experience, right? And I had spoken with him last week, and he had mentioned, he was asking actually about Tropical Refresh, Dr. Morgan, about the restaurant there.
Yes, he not only asked about it, but he came by and he spent a considerable length of time, and you know, we sat down and we chatted, and today he called me again, and I had a flood of customers came in while we're talking. So I said, Pancho, I'll call you back later. Mm-hmm. Well, I haven't gotten around to calling back, but he's really a fantastic fellow.
Right.
Did he get a chance to try the ice cream?
Oh, please, he loved it. He tried the ice cream, he tried the patty, he tried the veggie steak, the veggie chicken, the veggie curry goat. He's like, he tried it all. And he was just raving about them. And then I gave him my nutrition. I think I owe him one. I gave him my nutritional tonic.
Oh, did you?
I will have to let you taste that one, James. It's really, it's a tonic drink, you know, high in iron. It has a bunch of iron-loaded juices, like from the pangonut to the goji berry, the cranberry, the grape, sorrel, ginger, you know, different things that really give you iron.
It's
non-alcoholic, so I put the ginger in there to give, you know, it a little lift. So when you taste it, you think you're drinking some alcohol.
That sounds really good.
But that ginger has a little kick to it, doesn't it?
Yes, exactly. That's why I put it in there.
You know, just as a passing note for our listeners, just when you mentioned ginger, I thought about this. A lot of times, women, if they are having menstrual cramp pain, and they can make a ginger tea, and if they reduce the fluid, say for instance, if you take the ginger, you put it into the water, and you reduce the water down to really, really low, to where you have a lot of, say for instance, you start off with about half of the amount of water, and you cut it to about, from the amount, you cut it to about one-third of the amount of water maybe that you had from the beginning, and you take that and you drink it. I've seen this work to eradicate menstrual cramp pain in a matter of minutes. So, Justin, I thought about that when you mentioned the ginger.
Well, Dr. Henry, you just made a plug-in for that Tropical Refresh tonic there, because guess what? The ginger in there, and when a woman is going through her monthly cycle, you know she's losing a lot of blood.
You're right.
And once she loses a lot of blood, then guess what happened? Her iron dips.
Yep.
So why do you think I made that drink? It was for that was one of the major reasons. And I didn't even know of the ginger being used, you know, in because I know that herbs like, and we'll have to do a program on that issue one day. Hormonal imbalance.
Oh, definitely.
Women, you know, from chase tree to Don Quay to red raspberry, you know, and the whole Damien and the whole nine yards, wild yam and so on. But I know about those, I didn't know that the ginger was so effective. And so here I put one, a formula together, right, to pretty much help with the loss of their iron during that time. And this not just goes for women, because once you're under stress, you need more iron than normal, because your body craves more oxygen, and therefore, in order for the body to deliver the oxygen, it needs the iron.
That's right.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's true.
Yes. And so here we have a good combination, because now she's not only getting a fresh supply of iron, but she's also getting the ginger to stem her menstrual cramp.
That's right. Now you're listening to Blue Zone Wellness right here on Big 810 AM. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. As normal, Dr. Orette Morgan is joining me by phone. We'll be right back after this brief break to continue the show.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND, at www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. The Simple Natural Health Secrets blog.
Do you know anyone that has health issues? Of course you do. Have you noticed the rise in popularity of natural therapies and alternative medicine? Sure you have. Have you ever wondered if alternative therapies work or if it's just all quackery? Then you need to visit the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog at phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Keith Henry, ND, is trained in traditional naturopathy and provides amazing insight at the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog that he has gained from years of hands-on experience. Check it out after this show at phase3ministries.com/WordPress.
Would you love to eat healthier if you could eat food that was delicious? Well, now you can at Tropical Refresh Restaurant right here in Orlando. Imagine eating amazingly delicious food that is not making you a heart attack victim waiting to happen. Choose from mouth-watering veggie burgers, veggie chicken, veggie chunks and beans, etc. And don't forget our amazingly delicious non-dairy ice cream. Choose from flavors like grape nut, pina colada, strawberry, and more. Enjoy a real meal without guilt. Call now, 407-310-8023 or toll free 855-543-3243. That's 407-310-8023 or toll free 855-543-3243 and experience Tropical Refresh Restaurant, where there's a delight in every bite as you experience a taste of the tropics.
Welcome back to Blue Zone Wellness on the Big 810 AM. I'm your host, Keith Henry. Thank you for listening on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. Dr. Orrett Morgan is also joining us by phone. Today, if you would like to call in with a question, you can do so at or a comment. You can do so at 407-774-0810. Dr. Morgan, I know you're there, correct?
Yes, I'm here. Okay.
Dr. Morgan, when you called in and we had gotten into discussing the benefit of our first article, which dealt with the benefit of fasting upon your body and upon your brain primarily. And the article by Dr. Mercola from Mercola.com was looking at some research that pointed out that a couple of days of fasting a week was as beneficial for your brain as exercising. And they also pointed out that the article also pointed out that while it's long been known that restricting calories in certain animals can actually increase their lifespan by as much as 50%, more recent research now points out, according to this article, that sudden and intermittent calorie restriction or fasting actually also appears to provide the same health benefits as constant calorie restriction. So basically, the article points out that fasting, to make a long story short, a couple of times a week can give you the same benefit as if you cut your caloric intake significantly, say, every day from say, 2,000 to 1,500 calories per day. They're saying that if you did the same mathematically and whatever number that would be if you cut it weekly, if you did the same twice a week, that would have the same reduction of calories. Even if you only fasted twice a week, you could get the same benefit as if you actually say overall cut your food intake or your caloric intake daily by a certain amount. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, they're right on the money with that, Dr. Henry, because, you know, we and I talk about Blue Zone wellness, and we sometimes discuss the Blue Zone areas that were reported a few years ago in National Geographic magazine. Oprah Winfrey and others reported the fact that there are people living in Loma Linda, California, parts of the Mediterranean, and I think it was Okinawa, Japan, and then later on, they did Costa Rica.
Yeah, I think
and
you're right. I think
yeah,
you're right.
One of the significant things about the folks living in these areas, not only were their diet primarily plant-based, those who were not really strictly vegetarian, they were like 80-90% plant-based. But another interesting factor about these folks is that by far they under-eat when compared to us here, you know, in Western civilization. In other words, we cut our lifespan and our mental ability by overeating.
That's true.
Fasting is really a blessing to us mentally, physically, socially, and even financially, and not to mention spiritually. So, yes, there is a definite correlation between under-eating somewhat, and you and I have spoken about that. Really, overeating is not necessarily when we feel full and stuffed, you know, like if somebody touches us, we are like a tick, a fat tick. No, that's not really overeating. That's not gluttony.
That's
right?
True.
But overeating is when you and I feel satisfied, right, after we're through eating. The moment we feel satisfied, right, then that means we have already overeaten. We should really stop at the point when we feel that we could eat a little more, that there's still a little slight hunger there. Now, I'm not talking about eating that to the point where you still feel very, very hungry. Even although we have people who will eat around the world and still feel hungry.
Right.
You know, there are always those out there. But I'm talking about for the average person, yes, it's so important not to eat to the point where we feel satisfied, right? And so I am glad for that study because we know of other studies that show that, yes, fasting is extremely good for the body. And on the flip side of that, now we know why the Lord required that the children of Israel, that when someone like a young person overeat, they should be stoned if they continuously gorge themselves with food, because overeating destroys the brain.
It does. In fact, those in the natural health community, we know, and this is one of the things that people don't realize when we recommend those laws of health that we talk about over and over here on Blue Zone Wellness. Again, trust in the Creator. Sunshine, exercise, water, air, rest, diet, and self-control or temperance. When we talk about a scientific application of these health laws, because the people have been educated so much that health depends solely on popping a pill or a series of pills, because people have been educated in that vein, they don't realize that when you go outside in the sunshine, you are in reality taking 1,000 or 500 milligrams, depending on how long you stay out there. You may be in reality getting 500 or 1,000 milligrams of vitamin D, or when you go out in the sunshine and in the fresh air, or when you sit down, as we talked about before, when we're dealing with stress. I sometimes recommend to people, whether they're religious or not, because I've come to know that when people really, really, really get sick, they don't care. They don't care whether or not you're religious. They just want healing. And so I found that people then they don't mind them praying with you or you praying for them. And this is one of the things about holistic medicine. Holistic medicine, as it's called, one of the things it's designed to do is to address the spiritual, the mental, the physical, and the emotional element. Because as I said in the very first show, 9/10 of all diseases have their origin in your mind. And when I say that, I don't mean necessarily that just you're imagining the disease. That's not what I'm necessarily talking about. But 9/10 of all diseases have their origin in the mind. Sometimes, let's say, for instance, a stressful environment or stressful situation can begin to suppress your immune system. And then if it's a chronic stress, then you start dealing with the issue where you begin to get diseases and other ailments. And so this is one of the things that I mean when I say that 9/10 of all diseases have their origin in the mind. And to go back to the gluttony element, Dr. Morgan, gluttony does in fact, there have even been studies that show it, gluttony does in fact destroy and impair your nervous system.
It does.
And by impairing and destroying your nervous system, you're thereby also affecting your brain.
You were the one I remember one night when you were giving a mini lecture, and you mentioned the vagus nerve, right?
Right.
That connects the stomach to the brain, and that when we overload the stomach, it actually stresses out the brain. And it is so true, because so many times when people eat and they just take to the couch. Why do people take to the couch? It's because they feel lethargic. Their brain is like their whole body is now paralyzed. Their brain is gone.
You're right. And you know, Dr. Morgan, I'm going to give the listeners right now a quick nugget here that's worth its weight in gold. So if you have a pen, if you're listening, I'm going to give you just one nugget, and it's very, very crucial to your health. Always after you eat, do not lie down sooner than 3 hours after eating a major meal. Again, if you take that, no, there's some other basic, but that's a gold nugget. That's worth its weight in gold. Do not lie down sooner than 3 hours after you eat a meal. And the reason for that is because you're going to impair or upset the digestive process. You have a vagus nerve that runs clear from your stomach and intestines, clear up to your brain. And you can actually cause problems when you lie down and the weight of those intestines presses up against that nerve and can cause issues. There's some other things involved as well. But Dr. Morgan, also, this article pointed out that Dr. Mercola says research suggests that calorie restriction can actually protect your brain cells and make them more resilient against stress. So actually, fasting, it says here, can actually also help the body or help the brain, help the body deal, be more resilient when dealing with stress.
That is true, because if you notice, and I'm not saying the public or listeners should all of our listeners should do this, but there are people like myself, you might have done it, who have fasted for 3-4 days. And in the first day, there's still some hunger for food because you've been eating for weeks and months every day. You know, so the body's accustomed to getting 2 or 3 meals a day. So when we quit eating, just imagine it's like, not the same thing, but just imagine a person who hasn't had drugs, who's a drug user and hasn't had drug in their body for a few hours. They feel to have some. So hunger is a natural symptom or condition of the body telling us that we need food, we need nutrients. So the first day of fasting, we generally feel that hunger. But many people will tell you, including myself, by the second day of fasting, that hunger is getting less and less. And by the third day, it's like you're on a mountaintop.
You're right.
You don't miss eating anymore. And there's such clarity of brain. It's as if you're up there, see now, Jesus, Elijah, and Moses meeting. and that just tells us what fasting can do, the clarity of mind that it can bring. And granted, there are those who have medical conditions that, you know, it might not be the best thing for them to fast. But
right.
The vast majority of us, if we go on a fasting, the body burns excess fat, burns excess toxin, right? It gives the stomach rest, it gives the brain right more time to do other things than help in the digestion of food. And so overall, it's a great blessing upon the body.
That's right. Now, Dr. Morgan, we have a question on the other side of this break from Mary. We'll deal with her question when we come back from this break. You listen to Blue Zone Wellness on the Big 810 AM in Orlando.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND, at www.phase3ministries.com/wordpress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/wordpress. The Simple Natural Health Secrets blog.
Do you know anyone that has health issues? Of course you do. Have you noticed the rise in popularity of natural therapies and alternative medicine? Sure you have. Have you ever wondered if alternative therapies work or if it's just all quackery, then you need to visit the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog at phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Keith Henry, ND, is trained in traditional naturopathy and provides amazing insight at the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog that he has gained from years of hands-on experience. Check it out after this show at phase3ministries.com/WordPress.
Would you love to eat healthier if you could eat food that was delicious? Well, now you can at Tropical Refresh Restaurant right here in Orlando. Imagine eating amazingly delicious food that is not making you a heart attack victim waiting to happen. Choose from mouth-watering veggie burgers, veggie chicken, veggie chunks and beans, etc. And don't forget our amazingly delicious non-dairy ice cream. Choose from flavors like grape nut, pina colada, strawberry, and more. Enjoy a real meal without guilt. Call now, 407-310-8023 or toll free, 855-543-3243. That's 407-310-8023 or toll free, 855-543-3243. And experience Tropical Refresh Restaurant, where there's a delight in every bite as you experience a taste of the tropics.
Welcome back to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Keith Henry, here on the Big 810 AM. This day we've been here on the line. Joining me as well is Dr. Orette Morgan. You still there, Dr. Morgan?
Yes, I'm still here, Dr. Henry.
We were in our discussion. We kind of lingered a little longer today in our analysis of articles. Sometimes that happens. We feel that some of the information is crucial or very important for the listeners to get. We have a question from Mary. And she says that the average person comes home at about 5, and then how do they not lay down after 3 hours without hindering this process? She wants us to expand on this idea. You know, Dr. Morgan, so she has a point there that most people come home. We made a statement that you should not lie down sooner than 3 hours after a major meal. And so the question is, if she comes home, or most people come home at 5 p.m. when they get off from work at 5, and by the time they get home, it may be 5:35, 45, maybe for some people even 6 o'clock, depends on how far they live and the traffic and whatnot. She wants to know, wants us to elaborate more on a workaround, I guess you could say.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is, like, the average person, let's say you're a 9-to-5er, which actually is really not true, because if you're going to get your 8 hours, then you got to work from 8 to 5 with an hour lunch. But anyway, let's say you get home at 6 o'clock. You got to make dinner. It takes 40 minutes to make dinner. Now you're at 6:40. By the time you get done with dinner and you're doing the dishes, it's now 7:20. What do you think the average person wants to do when they're done? Get right on the couch, watch TV. Maybe start a load of laundry, get the kids ready for bed, but within 3 hours' time, you're well within bed before that.
Right.
So it's virtually impossible in the real world.
No, it's not. Not impossible, Mary. Let me say this. It depends on how you plan it. For example, many of the folks who come to me, to put them on a program, and as you've heard Dr. Henry and I have stated over and over, we put them on a lifestyle plan. So it's not just about what they eat or when they eat, but we're taking into consideration their exercise, the amount of rest they get, what time they should go to bed. So since those are the two main ones now, going to bed and eating, we recommend that people get in bed by 9 o'clock, because you need at least 3 hours of non-REM sleep, right, each night, and you hardly get that after midnight. So therefore, 9 o'clock is the latest that we recommend. So taking into consideration what you say, what I generally recommend is that people don't, if you're getting home that late, don't come home and fix dinner for that evening. Right? Fix dinner. That evening's dinner should be fixed the evening before. So when you get home, you can just warm it up, right, and eat. And if you do that, right, then you can do your laundry, you can do all the other stuff, right, without having to go to bed late. Right? So the dinner I fix in a situation like that, if the dinner I fix this evening will be for tomorrow evening. Then again, there are those who have it where they can go to work, they can take their dinner to work. And then there are those who said, well, listen, you know what I'll do? I'll eat a lunch. And by the way, let me say this, and I can also speak for Dr. Henry where this is concerned. We do not recommend dinner that late. If anything, it should be a supper. So what I say to folks many a times, I said, eat two meals, right? Which would be a good breakfast, which is the main meal, and then eat a lunch. And then, if anything, you can have something very light for supper, so it involves nothing cooked. Under that regime, then you don't have...
Not to cut you off, sweetie, but going back to family values, isn't dinner all about having everybody around the table, talking to your kids and asking them, how was your day? What did you do in school today? You get to speak with your husband. How was your day today? He gets to speak with you. Honey, how was your day today? Isn't that what dinner's about? Now we're talking about emotional and psychological aspects of a nucleus family. Believe it to be for family.
No, and I'm glad you brought that up. You know, something, many a times, and I'm all for family values because in my home, dinner is at a set time, or breakfast is at a set time where we sit around the table and we talk. But if you notice that many persons who sit around the table and talk, but they do not take into consideration the lateness of the hour they are eating that meal, even though they are talking, one has to be rushed to the hospital later on to the emergency room because of a heart attack or a stroke. Because while they were building the family in talking, they were destroying the family, right, in eating that big meal that late. So we cover both grounds by saying, okay, if you're going to talk around the table, which we do, have something light. There's nothing wrong with having some fruit that time, and you talk about the day's activity, you know, something light at that moment. But to eat a heavy meal, you're said people, unfortunately, don't realize how much they're setting up themselves for a heart attack later on because of that heavy meal.
But you also brought up a really good point. You said fruit, correct?
Yes.
If you eat a lot of fruit and you don't exercise, it turns into glucose, which is sugar. It's just as bad as a big meal.
No, fruits wouldn't do you that, but at the same time, it's good to exercise after a meal, especially the evening meal. But fruits, no. Fruits have a lot of fiber in it. So therefore, when you eat fruits, the fiber, it is slowly broken down to sugar. And therefore, you wouldn't have that that problem of really it forming glycogen and then turning into fat. However, even a person who eats fruit need exercising because there's no substitute for exercise. So sure, talk about the day's activity and then go out for a walk, play some volleyball or whatever it may be. But, you know, get involved into something that is exercise.
I have one more quick question for you.
Sure, go ahead.
Is there anything other than unprotected sex that could give a male genital warts?
That's one for you, Dr. Henry.
Off the top of my head, I can't think of anything else.
Repeat that question, Mary. Repeat that question,
Dr. Henry. She wants to know, is there anything else outside of unprotected sex that can give a male genital warts? Let me think. I can't think of anything off the top of my head. I have to double check and just to double check on that.
Okay. No, Dr. Enner. My theory in life, and I might be a loner.
My gynecologist said that one of the reasons why my husband may have gotten them was because we had intercourse during my pregnancy.
Interesting. Have you ever heard of that, Dr. Morgan? I've never heard of that.
No, I've never heard of that. I'm not going to say it's far fetched, but I've never heard of that. But one thing I will say, even the so-called protected sex, is that there's nothing out there that is 100% safe. So while it limits one's chance of contracting a particular condition, disease, virus, or what, there is nothing that is 100% proof. It might be 99%, but even that 1% can cause the person to pick up, you know.
Doesn't everybody have the herpes zoster virus in their system? It takes something to make it react or come out.
Well, not everybody, but quite a few people do. Not everybody, but you have in America alone, you have a significant number, millions of people who actually carry it.
Oh, definitely. But the theory I was going to put forward, and again, I said I might be a loner, almost a loner on this, but I'm just using what I would call common sense. Any disease whatsoever has to have an origin, right? Which started with one person, and so whoever that it started with, they did not get it through unprotected sex. Therefore, whoever it started with got it by whatever means. Therefore, the way it started with that one individual, it can start with others down the road, right? So while unprotected sex might be the major way it is transmitted, the fact that the first person started with it was not through unprotected sex, they picked it up by whatever means, that means that same cycle can continue.
Mary,
and that's just my personal theory.
Mary, were they genital warts or were they specifically herpes?
I would have to go back to the note that the doctor had mailed to us. I don't have it in front of me.
Okay.
No, let me say this.
I understand what you're saying. I understand exactly what you're saying. There's like, for instance, AIDS, you know, it started somewhere. I remember reading an article that it started with the African tribes having sex with monkeys. That's how AIDS came about. So, yes, I understand. It has to come from somewhere.
No, what I would say, though, Mary, as you listen to this program, one of the things that can protect you and your husband is what Dr. Henry and I talked about a whole lot, adopting healthy lifestyle principles that build the immune system, so therefore you'd have less and less risk, you know, or your husband would have less and less risk of suffering from that. Right, so while we are not saying this will cure it or, you know, do away with it, but it would lessen his chance and even your chance of picking it up, because your body would have a higher resistance against it because your immune system is much more stronger. What we find out is that people consume more animal products, you know, go to bed late, don't drink their water, don't exercise, eating late, and all of the unhealthy things, and we are all victims of it sometime or someplace in our lives. But as we make these changes, we realize that yes, we are less susceptible to so many ailments that afflict our co-workers, our neighbors, even our family members. And that's one of the good things about this program and about adopting healthy lifestyle changes.
Thanks for your call, Mary. We have to go to break right now. You listen to Blue Zone Wellness on the Big 810 AM. We'll be right back for our final segment.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND, at www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress, the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog.
Would you love to eat healthier if you could eat food that was delicious? Well, now you can at Tropical Refresh Restaurant right here in Orlando. Imagine eating amazingly delicious food that is not making you a heart attack victim waiting to happen. Choose from mouth-watering veggie burgers, veggie chicken, veggie chunks and beans, etc. And don't forget our amazingly delicious non-dairy ice cream. Choose from flavors like grape nut, pina colada, strawberry, and more. Enjoy a real meal without guilt. Call now, 407-310-8023 or toll free, 855-543-3243. That's 407-310-8023 or toll free, 855-543-3243, and experience Tropical Refresh Restaurant, where there's a delight in every bite as you experience a taste of the tropics.
Do you know anyone that has health issues? Of course you do. Have you noticed the rise in popularity of natural therapies and alternative medicine? Sure you have. Have you ever wondered if alternative therapies work, or if it's just all quackery? Then you need to visit the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog at phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Keith Henry, ND, is trained in traditional naturopathy and provides amazing insight at the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog that he has gained from years of hands-on experience. Check it out after this show at phase3ministries.com/WordPress.
Welcome back to Blue Zone Wellness on the Big 810 AM. This is our final segment. Dr. Morgan, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
We'd like to thank Mary for that call. Probably in the near future, maybe we can do a segment, because this is not the first time we've had someone call in with respect to something similar to what Mary called in with in terms of genital warts or sexually transmitted diseases. And that's something that can be is very interesting and something that probably needs to be dealt with. We went longer today in that first segment than we it pretty much took everything, but sometimes that's the way things will play out. Well, Dr. Morgan, let's jump over to the cherries. That's our healing food for today.
I feel my joints aching, Dr. Henry.
and for those of you who may not know why Dr. Morgan mentioned that, is because cherries have actually been found to be very, very, very beneficial in relieving the underlying inflammation which causes the pain and arthritis issues. And this is one of the things that you have to deal with when you have issues with arthritis is what's causing the issues is the underlying inflammation is actually what's causing the pain. And so in true spirit of natural medicine, we believe in going to the cause and not just dealing with the symptoms. And Dr. Morgan, I'm sure you're very familiar with some of the studies as well as maybe you've even had some personal experience or some experience within your practice over the years and maybe recommending or suggesting cherries to help relieve some of the pain of arthritis, osteoarthritis.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, both osteo and rheumatoid arthritis, it is extremely effective against. And when we say cherry, we're not so much talking about the ones that most of us love to buy in the store because we select those sweet cherries, right? Those are good, but the better cherry is the Osceola cherry. That's more on the sour side.
Yes.
You know, that one is more alkaline and therefore get rid of some of the excess acid in the body and extremely good for stemming the pain that is caused by the inflammation. And, you know, as we talk about arthritis, and we've said it before that arthritis primarily is caused by depletion of the synovial fluid in the joint. And there is nothing that depletes the synovial fluid as much as uric acid from animal products.
Right.
And so don't listen to the program and go and buy those cherry juice while you continue eating your chicken, your fish, your beef, because it's not going to help much. What we are saying is it's total transformation where we eliminate the cause of the problem, you know, make the changes in our life. But yes, Dr. Adrian, that, and you know, it's one of the highest source of vitamin C.
You're right. You're right. And also, Dr. Morgan, let's look at a few other quick facts with respect to cherries. A study was conducted at the University of Michigan, and in this study, they basically found that when you encourage people in diets which consume a substantial amount of cherries, this contributes to lowering their risk of heart disease, not only heart disease but also from cholesterol, lowering their cholesterol, their body fat, and as we spoke about, inflammation. They also found that cherries are very, some other studies have also found that cherries are one of the few food sources that contain melatonin. And melatonin, as we call it, the sleep hormone.
Yes.
And they also, some other studies also found that it helps, cherries also help via melatonin, because melatonin also helps regulate your heart rhythms as well as your body's sleep cycles. That's why we call it the sleep hormone. They also found that cherries are a very excellent source of beta carotene, or vitamin A. Typically, the liver will convert beta carotene to vitamin A. In fact, they contain, now this is interesting, they contain 19 times more beta carotene than blueberries and strawberries.
Okay, cherries.
Right.
I didn't know they contained that much.
Yeah, they do. They contain quite a bit. And with regard to, as you just said, they're very high in vitamin C, they're high in vitamin E. They're rich in potassium, magnesium, iron, folate, and fiber.
Well, you just touched the one that is in my my tropical refresh drink, because cherry is in there.
All right.
And
so
no wonder it's so high in iron.
You're right. You're right. And you know, it's interesting, too, that as we were talking about earlier, when I talked to you earlier, we were talking about that, and we won't get to that segment today. We'll get into it next week. We'll talk about why some of the things or some of the phytochemicals of vitamins and minerals that are actually within herbs or that are within foods that give them their efficacious characteristics. And
yeah,
as we were talking about before, a lot of people think, well, you know, why am I going to eat this food? As we're looking at this, okay, when you're eating cherries, you're getting melatonin, you're getting vitamin A or beta carotene, you're getting vitamin C, you're getting vitamin E, you're getting potassium and magnesium, you're getting iron, folate, and fiber. And so these are some of the things that you're getting. This is why it is said, let your medicine be your food and your food be your medicine. They are also, Dr. Morgan, as well as our listeners, there are other things, because cherries overall are rich in phytochemicals or antioxidants, they're also very efficacious for, as we talked about earlier, in bringing down and keeping down inflammation. As we mentioned earlier, they're a good source of fiber. As you told our listener Mary earlier about how when we eat fruits and vegetables, et cetera, they have high amounts of fiber, and this fiber breaks down over time. Cherries are very, very beneficial in helping you to reduce pain in your joints, in arthritic joints, because of their ability to work on the underlying inflammation in these cases. Now, Dr. Morgan, do you like cherries?
Oh, I love cherries. And you know, it's so funny because as a child, our cherry was the Asiola cherry. That's the one that is more on the tart side. And, you know, as children, we didn't mind tart things. But as you grow older, then you learn, you develop this craving for sweets. You know, we develop a sweet tooth. And so now, I love the sweet cherries. But, yes, I love all cherries.
So, and I just want to encourage your listeners that if you, especially if you're suffering from arthritis, it would be a good idea, as opposed to taking these non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, it would be a good idea to give cherries a shot. Now, I'd like to also remind you, though, that you must remove the cause and make total lifestyle, as we said before. If you keep eating large amounts or eating pretty much any amount of, especially beef, but any amount of flesh food, just remember that you're contributing to the underlying cause. And so you're probably not going to get a lot of benefit. You will get some, but you're not probably not going to get a lot of benefit just by putting a Band-Aid over it. The idea is to remove the underlying cause. And once you remove the underlying cause, then you can begin to rebuild and restore the body. This is how you reach wellness and true health. Now, we only have about 4 minutes left. And Dr. Morgan, I just want to, in this 4 minutes, I just want to let the, we've talked about, I told the listeners about in the beginning of the show that we're going to go over some of these herbs, and we won't go into the details, but I just want to mention very quickly, and we'll go back over this next week. I just want to mention very briefly, and we've dealt with this particular herb before. We've dealt with alfalfa, and we were talking about how these herbs and these, they're actually foods and some of the things that they contain. For instance, alfalfa contains many phytochemicals like alfalfa carotene, beta cytosterol, chlorophyll, and many other ones. It also contains in terms of nutrients. This is alfalfa. We call it the king of herbs.
But Dr. Henry, if these weren't food, why would the horse or the cow remain so strong that he eat the alfalfa?
You're right.
It has to be food.
You're right.
They're not eating it and as medicine as we would take it and say, well, listen, I'm taking some medicine, but this is not my food, so I'm going to eat some carrots and some bananas. They're eating it as their food. And so these, what we consider herbs, they are also food.
You're right. And I've yet to meet a man that was faster than a horse. granted, a man only has two legs and a horse has four. But the fact of the matter is, horses are. I don't think I've ever seen a horse eat. They eat flesh. You?
No, never.
What about a gorilla? Or chimpanzee? And you know, the average gorilla is about what, 10 times? Has 10 times the strength of the man.
Oh yes, oh yes.
And yet people think that we must eat flesh to have strength.
And look at the elephant.
You're right.
You know, and you know this, Dr. Henry. You can hook up a plow to a horse, an elephant, a cow, and they'll pull it for the whole day without tiring out. And yet, if you were to try that to a lion or a tiger, oh, please, they're burnt out in less than no time.
You're right.
So it shows that a meat-eating diet wears out our body very, very quickly. As a matter of fact, most long-distance runners are vegetarian because they need that endurance. And if you talk about speed, there's nothing that can give you quick speed like carbohydrates, which that's from vegetable also.
You're right. Now, we thank you for joining us another week on Blue Zone Wellness. We plan to be here back next week, the same time, Sunday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. We thank you for listening. And until next week, again, we thank Dr. Morgan. We thank James on the boards.
Thanks.
And until next time, next Sunday from 4 to 5 p.m., we'll see you then.
To come into your presence and glorify your name, Lord, I stand.
WEUS, Orlo Vista, Orlando.